Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best discuss a loss for chemical maker Syngenta in the first of several lawsuits over genetically modified corn. They speak with Anthony Sabino, founding partner of Sabino & Sabino, and Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business.
Eric, what were the main issues in the trial?
Here's what happened. Syngenta develops and sells genetically modified corn seeds. These seeds have been a huge success in the U.S. despite the GMO opponents. It came up with a new seed, got it approved in the U.S. and started selling it in the U.S., had approval from a lot of countries. In fact, countries that accounted for the majority of U.S. corn sales in the prior year. But Syngenta had not received approval from China, and that's the crux of the litigation.
So, Anthony, what exactly did the jury find here in ruling against Syngenta?
Well, on the one hand, they found for liability on the part of Syngenta, essentially that the jury agreed with the plaintiff farmers that Syngenta was careless or possibly otherwise misrepresented the status of the Chinese approvals of the corn. But what I found more remarkable was that the plaintiff farmers asked for $217 million in damages, and the jury gave them every penny they wanted. What, again, I found remarkable was that the jury clearly believed that the farmers had made out a case for every dollar they claimed they were owed, and they gave them all those dollars. And certainly that says a lot, too, how persuasive was the economic evidence presented by the farmers. And that's something that Syngenta is going to have to go back to the drawing board for these new cases that are coming up in a few weeks.
So, Eric, Syngenta faces its next class action in a Minnesota court in August, where farmers are seeking more than $600 million. Are the facts any different there or basically the same?
The problem is that seeds weren't approved. You couldn't sell corn from these seeds in China. The farmers who sued were not farmers who planted those new seeds. They were farmers that didn't plant the new seeds. So what are they doing in court? Well, it turns out that a couple of years after the launch of the new seeds, Chinese officials supposedly detected traces of the not approved corn in other corn shipped from the U.S., and China started rejecting millions of tons of U.S. corn shipments. The farmers say, we were hurt because when China stopped importing U.S. corn, the price of corn dropped, and that price drop hurt all of us, not just farmers who use Syngenta's seeds.
That's Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, and Anthony Sabino, founding partner of Sabino & Sabino, speaking with Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, Toshiba is suing Western Digital in a Japanese court, asking for $1.1 billion in damages and seeking to stop the U.S. company from interfering in the sale of its chip unit. The two companies became manufacturing partners in the chip business last year after Western Digital acquired SanDisk. Now it's invoking an arbitration clause in that agreement in an attempt to block a sale of the unit.
That record $2.7 billion antitrust fine for Google could be just the start of a troubling new phase. Lawyers say the European Union's action effectively puts Google on parole for years to come. The EU warns that a crackdown on Google's shopping search service sets a precedent that could be used to examine the company's behavior in other areas.
And that is this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.